What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
Hey, what's going on? It's Metal Shop here on The Rock. I'm here in my bedroom. I'm looking at a Descendants and a Metallica poster. And on the phone, I actually have Nate Garrett from Spirit Adrift. His record, Divided by Darkness, put out one of my favorite records of the year. And it was actually on the top 30 list of Metal Shop's best albums of the year. Are you down in Arizona right now?
My wife and I just moved to rural Texas. Outside of Austin, Texas, actually. Yeah.
I'm wearing a Waterloo Records t-shirt right now.
I saw that when we were attempting our Zoom earlier.
Yeah, right? Technology be damned. We're just doing this old school via the phone and the connection and stuff. So, anyways, Nate, you just moved. Did you move during the madness of lockdown and stay-at-home thing, or did you do it before?
We got down here before things got bad. We had a lot of personal madness going on. This
sure.
whole year has been insane for us, even outside of what's going on with the pandemic and everything. But we moved at the beginning of March.
Okay.
So literally got down here March 1st. And so we barely made it out in time. And I'm glad we did, because we weren't super thrilled with our living situation. We had a nice place, but our neighborhood, we had these sorry-ass neighbors. We just weren't really, like, it was noisy and not very comfortable as far as that goes. And just our area was, like, so congested with traffic and people. And so we're in a neighborhood now, but we're out in the woods, and we have, like, an acre and a half that we can go walk around on. And
it
it worked out. It was, like, very fortuitous and fortunate how it all worked out.
How are you doing, man? How are you and her? How are you staying sane, staying safe, and how are you filling your time?
Well, I'm actually busier than I have been in a long time.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Because it's weird. No matter what, I'm writing music every day and working. Like, I make a point to work on band stuff every day.
Nice.
It almost seems as if everyone else in the quote unquote music industry, now that there are no distractions and now that there's nothing, there's no excuse not to just work on stuff. Like, everyone's doing stuff now. It's really funny. And then also a lot of friends of mine who are musicians, I'm not so much talking about musicians that I know, because most of the musicians that I know work on music all the time.
Yeah.
But it's more of kind of like the industry people who you can't ever get a hold of. Now all of a sudden my inbox is like full all the time.
There's no excuses.
Kind of funny.
It's like, motherfucker, I know you have the time. I know you're checking your email.
Yeah. So I've been doing what I always do, which is writing songs and taking action towards future plans in regards to the band and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
And then also I've been doing a lot of projects, like cross country, like me and Leon Del Muerte, who's a West Coast dude. We have something in the works. Like, I've got something in the works with that 2 minutes to late night, which will be coming out soon. I did a thing for Guitar World magazine.
Killer.
I did an interview with Kat Jones, We Are the Pit.
Yeah, I saw that yesterday.
That was a lot of fun.
She's awesome.
Yeah, it was great. Doing this today, you know, and then in addition to that, you know, we just moved into a house in the country. Mm-hmm. And I've lived in the country once before, but it was during a time in my life where I was like pretty much checked out for a lot of different reasons. Mm-hmm. This is when I was younger.
I hear you.
And this time I'm like, I actually have like responsibilities here on the property. Just there's a lot of things every day that need to be taken care of, which I was.
Mm-hmm.
We adopted two puppies, so that's been like a full-time job. I work out every day. I make a point to do that. I read every day. Things aren't really that much different for me personally, other than the kind of underlying like collective grief and anxiety that the whole world is experiencing right now.
Yeah.
As far as my wife, she manages a department at Whole Foods in Austin.
Okay.
So she's still working.
Damn.
And that's pretty stressful. You know, I would hate for something to happen to her. So that's kind of on the back of my mind. Mm-hmm. The good news is I finally got her to stop vaping. She quit smoking like a few years ago.
Good.
But
yeah.
She switched to the vape thing, mm-hmm. which is exactly what I did.
Yeah.
And the vape like harder to quit in my experience, but she's like 3 days off of that.
Good.
So that's good. Yeah.
Give her some space if she's irritable, dude. Don't take it seriously if she wants to punch in the face.
Dude, we are through that stage, I think, hopefully. They're at least through the really, really intense part. And you know, I've quit nicotine like 1,000 times. I haven't smoked or vaped in like 2 years, I think.
Good. Yeah.
But so I know how it is, so that helps. I remember what a psycho I was when I was going through it. But yeah, dude, we're just kind of, especially the next couple of weeks. I saw that we live in a county called Bastrop County, which is not the county that Austin is in.
Okay.
Austin's in Travis County.
Yeah.
So we were watching the numbers here, and they just started to go up. Like there's more confirmed cases, and there was actually a death. There's been one death because of COVID-19, and they're investigating like 300 some cases right now, and there's 180 confirmed. And last week it was like 3 confirmed cases or something.
World moves fast with this, dude. Seattle was gnarly, and I mean it's not good. But luckily, I think that in Seattle, a lot of us have taken the like stay at home order very seriously, so it's at least kind of flattened the curve a tiny bit. I'm not gonna you know knock on wood and everything, but like New York City and Louisiana, and it's gnarly, man. So
it's scary. It's really scary. It's unprecedented in modern history.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm just trying to hope. I hope that people will figure out that they're, for the most part, and by people I mean everybody, like government, society, and individual people, employers, everybody, will figure out how out of whack all the priorities have been for so long. I'm really hoping that we can come out of it. And I'm seeing that, and it's in my mind organically just from observing people through this. I'm seeing people are more kind. People are like just more like conscientious of how they're treating each other, it seems like. So, I mean, hopefully some major good comes out of this. I've heard a lot of people saying the same thing, so let's just hope that this is not a wasted opportunity for growth as a species, you know?
Absolutely, man. And dude, there's a lot. And I would agree with that. I hope that we kind of take, and it doesn't just go back to normal, you know, things are back to normal. Let's, you know, do as the stupid things we were doing before. And also, like, I think that it kind of, allows us to, you know, realize that, like, you know, none of us can control this, and none of us can control like what's going on. So it is, it's nice to realize that. I mean, you kind of have to come to a realization that the only thing you can control is like your reaction to it, and the small things in your life that you can't control. So I've gotten into, you know, like I cooking for myself and like just routines and morning routines that like give me a little bit of normalcy. I appreciate it. I've never thought I would appreciate, man. Like, hey, I'm making my bed. That's a nice little routine.
Well, that's the foundation of Stoicism, which is that I've really been connecting with a lot in the last year, particularly. Mm-hmm. What you said, I reached the point where I fundamentally and profoundly understood and believed that everything is fleeting and you shouldn't worry about anything. And I've always known that intellectually, yeah. But recently it like really like that you can't, it doesn't even make sense to worry about anything because it is all going to go away. It's simply a matter of time.
Mm-hmm.
And we can't control anything that happens outside of our own behavior and our own thoughts. And sometimes we can't even control that. You know, but that's the only thing that we should even be attempting to control. And I think that if there was a spectrum of handling it well, I think I'm on the handling it well end of the spectrum because the band, yeah, we had a couple tours canceled. There was something in summer that we were going to do that we hadn't announced that was going to be like really cool. And it didn't really bother me that much for a few reasons. Over the last few years, I've really come to the awareness that, like, if life is as fleeting as it is, then playing in a band is, like, more fleeting and fragile than you can imagine. I mean, bands break up over nothing all mm-hmm. the time. Mm-hmm. People stop playing music over nothing, over little minuscule stuff. So, you know, the past probably 5 years, I've really been working on myself and my life,
yeah,
completely separate from any sort of external rewards or band or external recognition or anything mm-hmm. like that. So I almost feel like I was in training in a lot of different ways for something like this to happen. And when our tours got canceled, I was just kind of like, man, I don't really care. I've been fortunate enough to make so much cool music, and I'm really glad that we went ahead and recorded a new album in January
mm-hmm.
because I probably would be freaking out a little more if we didn't have an album coming out later this year.
Wow. Okay.
But I'm just so proud of the new stuff, which people will hear later this year. I don't think any of this is going to affect us releasing the album. I think there's a 0% chance of that happening. So we'll have another record out this year. And dude, honestly, like I told Kat, this mm-hmm. interview I did yesterday.
Yeah.
If we don't tour again and if I don't get to do any whatever, like I don't really care. I'm grateful that I got to do what I've got to do up to this point.
Mm-hmm.
And that's enough. That's enough for me. I'm satisfied enough with myself and with my life that I don't really need anything from anybody. I would love to tour with Iron Maiden. I would love to tour with Metallica. I would love to continue to play music
yeah.
for a living, but like if that can't happen, I'm not going to complain. I don't really care.
Hey man, like that's a amazing way to look at it too. And I think this like kind of this situation is breeding creativity with people. And you know, if you said it best, like what if, you know, you can't tour again? Who knows? I mean, I'm sure sometime in, you know, down the road, things will go back to a semblance of what the new normal is, what people say. But, you know, even if that didn't happen, you are a creative type and you've proven that, you know, you can make the best of a situation. And who knows? Maybe you just become like a studio band and produce music on your own, or, you know, your band breaks up and you do your solo stuff. Who knows, man? You're adapting and you're creating and you're a creative type. And, you know, maybe it isn't your full time, you know, thing in the future. Who knows, man? But, you know, where we have, grown up through the underground and we've become, you know, kind of able to weather the storm. We have very thick skin. So, you know, we've kind of also, you know, going through like, you know, both, you and I have just like weathered the storm of like, you know, becoming sober. So that's another thing that's kind of like on our tool belt of just something that, you know, was cool. But got
that
through
will,
it.
That will, yeah, there's nothing externally that can hurt a drug addict or an alcoholic as bad as we hurt ourselves mm-hmm. in the past. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing scary. There's nothing scary to people that have gone to the bottom of that. And it's funny because what you just said is almost exactly what a buddy of mine said. My wife and I had people over to our house probably a couple days before we moved.
Yeah.
And my buddy, who's sober, was like, I was like, man, you know, it's a big deal moving, I guess, but it's not really. And he was like, dude, like, think about the shit like with alcohol and drugs. Like, mm-hmm. it's just not, once you've gone through that, things are not really intimidating anymore. And, you know, I think about, like, I haven't been thinking about myself very much during it. I have definitely not have 1 second of like woe is me mm-hmm. during this thing, because I am at a point where I'm able to recognize how many things I have to be grateful for.
Yeah.
And it's just such a strange thing that the whole world is going through something really hard right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even trying to like posture as some like selfless guy, because I'm not a selfless guy. I'm a very selfish person. But the honest truth is, like, I am more upset about what other people are having to go through.
Yeah.
Than, like, oh, I can't leave my house. Oh, I can't go on tour. Who gives a shit? Like, who gives a shit about bands not being able to go on tour? In the scheme of what we're facing right now, it's not a big deal.
That's a really selfless way to look at it, man. I it's nice to hear that kind of that reflection on it. It's a refreshingly empathetic thing to say.
Thank you.
So let's talk a little bit about the new Spirit Adrift stuff, and more so just your kind of the importance of Spirit Adrift in your life, because last time we spoke, you were playing in both Gate Creeper and Spirit Adrift, and I saw that you left Gate Creeper, and also Chase left Spirit Adrift, so that you guys can give 100% of your focus to your main project. Was 2019 the year that you were like, dude, I gotta focus 100% on this?
Yeah, actually, I mean, there's a lot of factors involved. Originally, the bands were going to be separate. Like, I started Spirit Adrift. I recorded the EP and the first full length before I joined Gate Creeper.
Okay.
And I wanted to be in Gate Creeper for sure at the time and mm-hmm. tour with Gate Creeper, but I wanted the lineup of Spirit Adrift to be separate.
Sure.
Just thinking about the future, like, best case scenario, if Spirit Adrift also started touring, I thought it would make sense for the bands to be completely separate so that Gate Creeper could get a fill-in for me, mm-hmm. and then maybe eventually just, like, replace me if both bands got busy enough. But the original bass player that I was looking at didn't work out, and so Chase ended up playing bass for Spirit Adrift. So I knew from the beginning, and I think most of us did, that was going to probably have to be like a temporary thing.
Yeah.
And so it was just really tricky to figure out when to make that change.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at some point Marcus from Spirit Adrift and Eric from Gate Creeper were talking about it, you know, like, man, eventually we're going to have to do something because these bands are getting really busy.
Yep.
Doesn't really make any sense to be like turning down tours, both bands,
yeah.
you know, so the other one can do something. And then that talk began to spread throughout the members.
Mm-hmm.
And then Spirit Adrift was actually on tour in Europe, and we got confirmed for the Corrosion of Conformity tour, which was just canceled. And that's when we had the discussion. We were like, okay, now this is clearly like becoming an issue.
Yeah.
And you know, Chase and Eric started Gate Creeper. It's their band.
Mm-hmm.
And Spirit Adrift is my band.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's me and Marcus's band. So it wasn't even it wasn't tricky as far as like, oh, who's going to be in which band, you know? And, I think there's different priorities too. I will admit that I'm like extremely averse to the kind of like more business self-promotional side of things. Okay. I hate it. I really don't. I don't, and I'm not trying to seem noble or anything. It's almost a curse. Like, since I've been a kid, I just hate like anything attached to art that isn't art, I hate it. I don't want anything to do with it. I just have this natural, like, aversion to it. And there were things that was happening with Gate Creeper that, God, I just felt like kind of my personal priorities weren't really in sync with. So a lot of different reasons it just needed to happen, and it became very clear to us last year. And I'm not saying I'm right and anybody else is wrong, because there is no right or wrong way, but it just, it seemed clear that, like, a split needed to happen.
Well, now, it seems like, you have all this time to now focus your time on and energy on Spirit Adrift and just your own mental health and happiness and stuff. And I'm looking forward to the new Spirit Adrift stuff. So in case you're just tuning in, we are talking with Nate from Spirit Adrift. He's mentioning they have a new album that's going to be coming out at the end of this year. I'm looking forward to it. If you have a chance, check out Divided by Darkness. And I know you have the time right now. I know you have the time. But Nate, Before we go, what are four albums that changed your life for the positive?
Jimi Hendrix, Are You Experienced?
Mm-hmm.
Black Sabbath, Sabbath, Bloody Sabbath. Changed my life for the positive. Paul Bearer, Sorrow and Extinction.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And let me really think about this. Oh, Tom Petty, Damn the Torpedoes.
Awesome. Good, man. That's a good selection. And I appreciate you coming on and talking with me today. Any final words for the Northwest audience before we let you go?
Man, you guys hang in there. It seems like we can all look to your area for how to appropriately handle this. It seems like whereas a lot of the rest of the country didn't quite do the things they needed to, you guys seem to really have the discipline and the wherewithal to handle this as well as you could. So thank you for that, and I hope you guys continue to remain safe, and we're with you.
Right on, Nate. Thanks for the words, man, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, buddy.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.